of the JFK assassination. And that does it for our broadcast. If you'd like to get a copy of today's show, you can go to our website at democracynow.org. Again, we're headed to Warsaw, Poland at the end of this week. We're the only global broadcast to be broadcasting the daily hour throughout next week from Warsaw, from the United Climate Change Summit in Poland. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Aaron Mate, Nermeen Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Sam Alkoff, Hani Massoud, Ravi Karan, Dina Gester, Amy Littlefield, Cassandra Lazare, Messiah Rhodes, and Trina Nadura. Mike DiFilippo, Miguel Nogueira are our engineers. Special thanks to Becca Staley and Julie Crosby, Hugh Grand, Jessica Lee, John Wallach, and Festa Godars, and to our camera crew. John Randolph, Kieran Quigmeadows, and Carlo DeJesus. This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Amy, please go home and get some rest. This is WUSB. Here's a concert billboard now.
This is Donna with your WUSB concert billboard for Sunday, November 10th. Midori will be at the Stoller Center for the Arts right here, Stony Brook University, 7 p.m. Carbon Lee will be at the Bolton Center in Bayshore. Sinead O'Connor will be at City Winery, 8 p.m. New York City. Rain Dance Jazz will be at Tremaine Blues and Jazz Bar in Islip, 7 p.m. Hoodoo Loungers will be at Rodeo Bar, New York City, 10:30. Kathy Krieger will be at the Cinema Arts Center in Huntington Village, 6 p.m. Cassandra House will be at the Grey Horse Tavern in Bayport, 1 p.m. Jack's Waterfall Peace Party will be at the Grey Horse Tavern in Bayport at 7 p.m. Ad Astra and Travis Larson will be at K.J. Farrell's in Belmont, beginning at 7:30. It's a Good Day, a tribute to Miss Peggy Lee, with Stacey Solon, will be at the Dix Hills Performing Arts Center in Dix Hills, 2 p.m. Milo, Bella Fleck, and Brooklyn Rider will be at Le Poisson Rouge in New York City, 8 p.m. Your concert billboard for Monday, November 11th. The Music Hall of Williamsburg in Brooklyn presents Anna Calvi at 9. Elvis Costello, a solo show, will be at the Capitol Theater in Port Chester at 8 p.m. On your concert billboard for Tuesday, November 12th. John Fogerty will be at the Beacon Theater in Manhattan, 8 p.m. Mark Newman will be at K.J. Farrell's in Belmore, 8 p.m. More Than McCumber, Melissa Greener and the Levins will be at the Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 2, 7 p.m. Looking ahead to Wednesday, November 13th, Shannon McNally will be at the Grey Horse Tavern in Bayport, 9 p.m.
Or the place to turn for the local music scene, WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM and WUSB.FM on the web. But it takes money to do this, so we ask for your support. Call 631-632-6901 and pledge now. Thanks.
And operators are standing by, 631-632-6901. That's 6:01 p.m. on a Tuesday. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. It's time for Off the Wall. Thank you. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you, joined tonight by Kyle.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
You're here with me this time.
Yep.
Yeah, you hear Amy? Boy, she had a cough. And last week, I had more than just a cough. I was really under the weather, and I was not able to make it in at all. And fortunately, you and Finn...
Yes. Yeah, we did. We talked a little bit, and you were missed. You're definitely missed. But, gosh, she sounds bad, and I don't know. It must be going around.
I don't know. And Finn, are you here?
I'm here, yeah.
Well, you see, there it is again. Okay, I got to... That's right. I can't use Channel 6. I should know this. Let's try it again. Finn, are you there?
I am here.
Did you hear how you sounded in Channel 6? Is it Channel 7?
It was very, very strange.
Channel 6. Now talk through Channel 6 again.
I'll try not to.
It's, okay.
I like it when Finn's here.
Yeah, it's great fun for everybody.
It's great we got that worked out.
Yeah, absolutely. Finn is in a distant studio, and Kyle is in the same studio as me right now.
But we have that capability, and we're using it, by golly.
Yeah, and we have more studios, too. We can add more people in if we felt like it, but we don't. Finn, did you hear Amy's cough? I'm a little concerned.
I did. Apparently she was hanging out with you last week when you weren't here.
No, that's not true. It's just, I guess, something that's going around, or maybe several things are going around.
Very possible. You know, it is the season. Big temperature change today here on Long Island.
It got cold.
Certainly did.
Did you see the snow? I heard there was snow today.
There was.
How much was there?
Did you look outside?
Well, I looked outside, and when people said, hey, there was snow this morning, it was afternoon, though, when I did that.
Yeah, it was pretty much a very wet snow event, and nothing really stuck.
Wow. Well, okay. It's a good start to the end of autumn, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, cool. anyway, I was pretty much out of commission for a week, and that was no fun at all. Missed off the hook as well, and just pretty much didn't get a whole lot done. But back in action now. We just did the pre-registration today of Hope X, which is our next conference in July. And wow, that was a lot of fun. We had a few half-price tickets available, about 100 of them. And they were sold out in less than 2 minutes. And there's a lot of angry people out there now because they thought they were going to be able to get them. I was one of them. I was actually filling out the form, and it didn't go through because, well, too many people typed faster than me. Less than 2 minutes. Imagine that.
I tried at 4 o'clock. I was certain that I'd be able to get some, but
you
apparently I was 2 hours late.
You swaggered into the room thinking that you could just... 2 hours after the event, that there'd be tickets left. If you had done that 5 minutes after, you'd be way late, you know. And you know, I started on the hour, exactly. I wasn't really going that fast, but a lot of people were. Maybe
who knew how popular Hope is?
It's pretty popular.
Can you imagine? I just figured, oh, you know, it shouldn't be a problem. I can do it at my leisure.
Uh-huh.
It's a great deal, too, and, you know.
Well, nothing can be done at your leisure. When it comes to Hope.
That's right.
But there will be another one, not half price, but discounted next month. It's kind of cool because we did this on, 11-12-13. That's today's date. Did you know that, Finn?
I did, yes, and I paid no attention to it, but I did know it.
11-12-13, some wiseacres out there told us, you know, you should have had the ticket giveaway at 15 minutes past 2, that way it'd be 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and maybe 16 seconds.
I like that.
Yeah, except we didn't do that. We did it 1,400 hours even. But next month is also going to be on 11, 12, 13 because we're going European standard where the day comes first, followed by the month, followed by the year. Which actually makes more sense when you think about it, you know, because you're going in rising increments, day, month, year. How do we justify doing it the way we do it, where it's the month, then the day, which is less of a unit, then the year, which is more of a unit than both of them?
We justify it by being the United States, and we never do anything by the standards of anyone else. Look at the metric system. Look at dates, obviously, you know, whole times in many cases. Yeah. Sure.
Well, I'm sorry, but being the United States is no longer a good enough answer, Finn.
And I agree, but that's the protocol. May, you know, we have Labor Day as opposed to May Day.
Yeah, yeah. How was your Remembrance Day?
My Remembrance Day was very relaxing. shall we say. I did not, you know, it's one of those things involving Veterans Day in general is there's very mixed feelings. And I'm not talking about people who may be against wars and this, that, and the other thing, but rather on the veterans' parts. And, you know, that's the one day they get, quote-unquote, thanked, or the little poppies come out. And it's really something
We don't get the little poppies. They get them in Canada and England, but nobody around here wears the poppies.
Well, the poppies happen at train stations in Queens, where I live.
Really?
Yeah, sure. There's people out there handing out the poppies. I can't speak for all the train stations.
Did you take a poppy, Finn? I've been trying to get these poppies for years.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. I went to Canada once, and people were wearing poppies there around this time of year. You know, the little red. If you watch either Canadian or British television of any sort, every news commentator, every politician, a lot of people on the street will be wearing these little red poppies around this time of year to commemorate Remembrance Day on the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour, which is when World War I ended.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
Exactly right.
But I was up in Canada, and I was trying to get one, and I couldn't find one anywhere. And I never saw one in this country, so you have them in Queens now, eh?
Yeah, we have some people at our local train stations, for example. I live in Astoria, and there's some people that were handing them out at 30th Street and 31st Avenue, and yeah, Broadway and 31st.
I think the reasoning is that it correlates too strongly to our actions in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we would just confuse Americans.
You mean because of the poppies they have there?
Yeah.
Well,
I think people just look at them as red boutonnieres, shall we say.
They look really nice. And it's, you know, we were talking about this. Kyle and I were talking about just remembering people. We were watching Band of Brothers. You ever see that, Finn?
Yes, I have.
It was on HBO On Demand, but it's not on it anymore, so we weren't able to finish it. So we were trying to race through these episodes. You know, I don't usually like wartime stories. But when it's done really well, and when it's historically accurate, I do take an interest. And, you know, it's one thing to be against war and stupidity on the part of governments, but it's another thing entirely to simply pretend it didn't happen and to not acknowledge what people went through in a really evil time, which was when Nazi Germany was on the rise. A lot of things had to be done in very unpleasant circumstances, and it is definitely deserving of recognition of one sort or another.
I feel the same way. I get really mixed feelings about that. Like, I know my grandfather's generation and stuff like that, they had a different perspective on the thing, and the shame is that they never talked about it either. Soldiers are often very tight-lipped about their experiences, and when you see media and stuff that illustrates it even a little bit, it gets you imagining, gosh, that really is an ugly situation.
And we're looking at things like just basic training, not even going into war,
yeah.
And how unpleasant that is, and I'm catching what Amy has. We basically take a lot of things for granted, but being in a situation like that where you're not even fighting a battle, just being yelled at all the time and running up mountains and things, that's more than I can certainly conceive of as far as having to deal with that. And people really didn't have much of a choice then. There was something looming that had to be dealt with one way or another, and so many lives were lost, so much was sacrificed, and That's one of the reasons why I do pay attention to what's going on, and I feel that the people who definitely sacrificed something, believing that they were doing something for the good of all of us, I guess.
It had to be done.
Yeah, even when they're wrong and they assume that, I think they deserve some kind of acknowledgement. You know, I mean, if they're sent like with Iran and Afghanistan, if they're sent into a place based on a lie for, you know, ridiculous reasons.
Or intervening.
I believe in holding the people who did that accountable, but the people who were sent in believe they were doing the best thing possible. Certainly not the people who commit war crimes. They should be held up to the highest scrutiny. But there are so many people there that really felt they were doing the right thing. And, you know, I think it's wrong just to discard them.
Yeah, that's it. The people who have served and served honorably certainly deserve nothing but our praise and support. And support is the big thing, support afterwards as well when they come back. It doesn't mean the policy was correct, but everyone who has served is certainly deserving of our thanks and praise.
Now, there's one thing that happens, and I was trying to show this to Kyle a couple of days ago. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. And I think we have the typhoon to thank for that, the typhoon in the Philippines, a horrible situation there. I guess Sandy times 100 or whatever, more climate change, more disasters. But on the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour in England, what happens is that people stop for 2 minutes. Literally, people on the street stop for 2 minutes to commemorate the end of what was known as the Great War, because it was the only world war at that time. It was just known as the Great War. And that ended at that time, on that day, and ever since, people have remembered it, remembered the people that have fallen and sacrificed by simply having 2 minutes of silence. And what has traditionally happened, if you watch BBC World, you'll see that covered. And we were up at 6 in the morning, which is 11 o'clock in the morning in London. And unfortunately, they didn't show it because they were showing typhoon coverage. But it happened. It happened. And it happened in many parts of the world as well. So it's a lot that we don't know about. I mean, you know, we call it Veterans Day. Much of the rest of the world calls it Remembrance Day. It's also known as Armistice Day, isn't it?
Right.
What's that all about? I don't know why that got changed. Yeah.
I'm not sure either, but I do know that, well, it's because it's supposed to, I would imagine it's because it's supposed to include all veterans in the remembrance, not just those.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Before the armistice, yeah.
Interesting. So it's sort of for everybody who's fought in the war, not just the people on your side.
Well, not just, no. I think it's not just the people who fought in certain wars, whereas Armistice Day had to do with, you know, previous war, and that was a specific commemoration. This is supposed to include all veterans.
Okay. All right. Well, so that's a little bit of reflection on that one day, which was yesterday, the 11th day of the 11th month. We have Thanksgiving, though, coming up later this month. So you guys have plans for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
You do? Oh. Ben, plans for Thanksgiving?
Plans for Thanksgiving, yes. We're probably coming out to Long Island, spending some time with some family.
Well, good for you.
Yes.
Do you have any plans for Hanukkah?
No.
How about you, Kyle? Any plans for Hanukkah?
Never.
You're both wrong. You both have plans for Hanukkah. I happen to know it. I happen to know that you have plans for Hanukkah.
It's Thanksgiving.
It's the same damn day. So whatever you're doing on that day, you're also doing for Hanukkah. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
When's the last time that happened? Hanukkah and Thanksgiving are on the same day. It's going to be so confusing. I mean, you know, if you celebrate both, which ceremony takes priority? You know, it's going to be real conflict.
And what if your birthday's also that day?
Well, that would have happened at some point in the past, I would imagine. It collides with one of those holidays.
No.
Unless you're really young and hasn't happened yet. But, yeah, that's it's going to be unusual. I don't recall that ever happening. And Hanukkah is one of these days that moves around. It doesn't move around quite as much as Ramadan. That moves all throughout the entire year. But I don't recall this happening, so it's kind of neat.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, something to talk about at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'll keep it in mind.
So, yeah, I've given everybody a lot of fodder for the dinner table now that they can discuss.
You can just get it confused and start doing various things related to Hanukkah.
Uh-huh.
And people will be like, what the heck? I thought we were doing this. And you just flip the script on them.
Well, I was invited to a relative's house for Thanksgiving, and I'm going to decline and say I can't make it Thanksgiving. However, I will see you on Hanukkah. Yeah, they don't like me very much. Apparently, I cause all kinds of confusion.
Yeah, how do you get the invite in the first place?
You know, I think it was just a typo. Anyway, so listen, we are still in Radiothon mode. Is that correct, Finn?
That is correct. 631-632-6901. Give us a call. I will pick up the phone toot sweet as soon as you dial.
Yeah, we need your support.
631-632-6901. Hook you up with some cool stuff.
Yeah.
But mainly support the station. That's the biggest deal.
Well, we have new equipment that has been installed, and the signal is better. I can tell you that. And that's a direct result of people pledging that have made that possible. So if you want the progress to continue, and you have not pledged yet, or if you have pledged and you feel like pledging again, This is the time to call, 631-632-6901.
Yeah, it reaches further. I think in your neighborhood even, and other people's neighborhoods all over, places where you hadn't been able to get a very strong signal. So that's a good sign, and it only happens when people help and support this community radio station.
And now that it's darker earlier, I actually think we can see the tube glowing from here.
Yes, yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Some neighbors have expressed concern.
631-632-6901. Give us a call. Make a pledge to WUSB, Stony Brook, and to Off the Wall. Show your support for this show. Show your support for years of Emmanuel doing great, great programming. Kyle on board. Great, great stuff. Give us a call right now, 631-632-6901.
What are some of the things that people might get as gifts if they do call in?
Well, people can get a whole bunch of WUSB swag, which is always cool. And anything from a $35 pledge, you can get a coffee mug, a baseball cap, the winter scarf, which is really nice. For a $50 pledge, you can get various gift certificates. I have a whole bunch in front of me. You can get a T-shirt. You can get, for $75, a sweatshirt or a WUSB red blanket throw. For $90.10, you can get a whole bunch of combinations of things I can hook you up with. And the nice thing this particular year, Emmanuel, is that we have this a recurring pledge thing, whereas if you pledge more than $60, you can be charged only $5 a month, so you won't even notice it's gone. It'll be like we're picking your pocket. You can call, pledge $60, we can do it on
the recurring.
It won't
be quite like that, Finn.
And you won't even know it's gone. It'll be so
analogy good. To
631-632-6901. Plus, we have tons of other premiums. We have just this last year, you did a great, what was it called? The Road to Starbucks? What was it called?
Oh, yeah, right. What was it called? The Road to Starbucks? I forget what the actual title was. But if you go to thefirststarbucks.com, you can relive the whole thing because we documented it there.
Right. And if you followed any of that, we do have some Starbucks gift packages. You can give us a call for $25, 631-632-6901. You can relive Emmanuel and Kyle's adventures through the Starbucks on your own, in your own time, in your house.
I don't know if Kyle was there for the Starbucks thing.
Oh, no?
No, I mean, we talked about it, but when I went to the first Starbucks, it was, a little bit of story here. I had never been to Starbucks in my entire life, and I realized that was kind of a thing, and I kept it up as long as I could.
Yeah, I remember I was around for when he wouldn't go into Starbucks. Believe me, that was the short time that I remember.
I waited outside.
Yeah, it was a thing. You know, we'd walk by one, he would keep like a 5-foot... buffer zone.
Didn't stop you from going in, though. You know, you went in.
I would do it constantly.
Time.
I even started trying to trick you into going in there, and he was good. He didn't do it. Never. Not once.
Hour and a half later, he comes out thinking I wouldn't still be waiting, but I was, because, you know, and I would drink the coffee, too, but I just wouldn't go inside.
It's commitment.
Yeah. And I said, you know, I'm not going to go inside a Starbucks until I do a couple of things in my life. One, go to Cuba. One, go to North Korea. And I did both. And I said, okay, you know what? Now I'm ready for Starbucks. And then what we did was we had a list of every single Starbucks in the world, and every week what we did was we divided that list in half randomly, and it narrowed down, and we wound up in California for the very first one. In fact, I actually knew a few people in the area, and we made a little ceremony out of it. Almost got in trouble, too, because we were taking pictures, and some security guard didn't like us doing that, but we did it anyway.
I would leave it to a Starbucks in California to have a security guard.
Anyway, that kind of thing wasn't Starbucks. It was the mall security guard. I don't know.
Oh, out in the parking lot? Really?
Yeah, it really was something like that. But this kind of thing could not happen at any other radio station that I know of, and WUSB made that happen because, well, we had the whole big ceremony. Remember the dancers that came in here? We had dancers from somewhere overseas that would come in. It was that unfortunate incident where someone got kicked. But other than that, it was spectacular. It was a little mystifying because it was radio and dancers radio, but I think we made it work. And, you know, you can go and listen to all these radio shows a few years ago at 2600.com/off the wall. They're all on there, all in high fidelity. You know, to do something like that in a radio station, you need the radio station to work, and that takes support. And we don't have commercials. We don't have people telling us, hey, you can't do that. That might offend somebody. That might offend our sponsor or be misinterpreted. We have you. We have our listeners, and we listen to what you tell us. And right now we're asking for your support, 631-632-6901. Your call right now will make us happy, and will keep the radio station going.
And keep us on the air, and give us the opportunity to continue to bring you more stories. We want to do more of that stuff. Yeah, it's amazing. We have more ideas. There's more stories out there. There are more people that want to share their experiences and what's going on. More news, more interesting places in the world that we'd like to discover, and we'd like to bring back to you in one form or another. But the radio station's got to be here. We've got to be able to continue to have this time and do our part to keep the station on the air, and also keep ourselves looking forward to doing another week and doing another maybe a trip or whatever it is. We want to continue to work on it and bring better and better radio to you.
Now I'm looking at some things that we have here. This is kind of interesting. We have, if you pledge $50, you can get breakfast for two at IHOP.
That's right.
Is that any IHOP or just a one in the area, or do we know?
Well, I believe it's an actual gift certificate, so I think it's good at any IHOP.
Any IHOP. Think about that. So if you have an IHOP where you are, for a pledge of $50, you can get breakfast for two guests. And we know that you probably wouldn't spend $50 for breakfast for two guests, yes, but that's why it's a gift. You're donating something to the radio station. It's important. It's not shop at home here. It's basically listener investment in WUSB, and we thank you by sending you what local merchants or other people have donated themselves, and it's everybody wins. 631-632-6901. So that's for a pledge of $50. We also have for a pledge of $50. A place in Islandia called the Garage Eatery, a gift certificate for that call, $50 pledge, and we have a bunch of other things too.
Yeah, we also have the Friendly's gift certificate, which is good at old Friendly's, $50 pledge, and that's a really nice thing because there's Friendly's all over the planet, I do believe, and we also, for those of you in the city or on Long Island who want to take the trip out to out east to the vineyards, you know, we do that for $50. We have the gift certificate to Duck Walk Vineyards, which gets you a free tasting of all the Duck Walk wines served with cheese and crackers, includes a free pair of wine glasses.
Now, we've done that. Kyle and I have gone out east
and
done the wine tasting, and it's a lot of fun.
And we also have the one for Pindar. Same deal. And you get out there, and you get in there for, you know, your contribution to WUSB. And you get tastings, you get...
We didn't get cheese and crackers, so...
Cheese and crackers.
And you know, we spent close to $50, I think, so that's a pretty good deal right there. You're getting almost market value for the pledge itself, and it's really a cool thing to do, is to go to a winery, a vineyard, and taste the wine, and just sort of sit back a little bit.
It's an exceptional area. All of the different vineyards out there. There's a lot of farmers markets too. If you get that one, I suggest also visiting some of those stands and see what maybe they have for winter and you know, just check it out, because that kind of agrarian area is sort of unique on the island.
631-632-6901. We have two pages filled with deals like this. That Finn will be happy to help you with if you call up and pledge any amount. And it's all to go to support WUSB and help us out in our time of need, which happens about every year at this time. 631-632-6901.
631-632-6901. Give us a call right now. Show your support for Off the Wall. You know, Emmanuel was out last week. We, Kyle and I, filled in as bravely as we possibly could.
Yes, we did.
Pretty brave.
And tried to hold the fort down, but now he's back, and you can show your appreciation right now. 631-632-6901. Show your appreciation for my suffering last week trying to fill his shoes, and also show your appreciation for him being back.
Do you think you don't have power? Listen, we are talking, all three of us, and the phone is not ringing. It's pretty obvious it's not ringing. So any one person out there, simply by picking up the phone and dialing 631-632-6901 and pledging something, you will make a difference. That one person will make a difference in how this show goes. Other places, including places I'm involved with, that one individual, it adds up, but it doesn't make that much of a dramatic difference where we jump up and down and shout because that one call comes in. It's a lot more humble here, and every dollar counts. It all goes towards something that you will hear the difference of.
Yeah.
So 631-632-6901. I know there's one person out there that is hearing what we're saying and wants to support this place and can either there's a phone. There's the phone. I'm going to turn Finn down so that we don't hear personal information being given out. But that's the point I'm trying to make, is that we all have this individual power in us to make a call, make things a little bit better, and you'll feel good doing it.
Yeah, and maybe you personally can't, make a huge contribution, but ask around. Ask other listeners. Maybe you know a couple people. You could pull it together, do any kind of way you can get a little bit of money together to support the station for this fund drive. As he said, makes a huge difference.
It really does.
The budget, the costs here are pretty well fixed. We've talked about a lot of the equipment and these kinds of things and fees, and I'm sure people can imagine what goes on, and we try not to do these fund drives all that often, but it's kind of a must, and it's really the professionalism and the programming that keeps all of that kind of ugliness and day-to-day kind of tasks that just have to be done, keeps that kind of behind the scenes. We're letting you know that we'll take care of it. We know how to allocate that stuff. We know what to do to really keep this place humming, and we have high hopes, a lot of aspirations, and there's more opportunities and more people that will probably come through here and be a part of this growing community. So make an impact. Please call in. It's 631-632-6901. Yeah, 6901. And that is WUSB if you're phonetic with your keypad.
Actually, it's not, because that's the frequency, 690.1. The other number I sometimes give out is 9872, which
does that spell
USB.
Yes. So it's 990 point? What's the...
it goes back to the old days, because we used to have a different phone number, and it ended in 901, and we kept it when we moved to the new phone system.
Oh, right. 90.1.
6901. That's what that means.
Okay, got it. So
not everybody knows that. You see, we're telling you secrets here.
Yeah. No, that's a good bit of history, but it makes it perfect sense. You're right, 90.1. So
I have other bits of history that I will unlock when more people call in.
Yes.
Secrets.
631-632-6901. Please pledge $5, $10, $20, $25, any amount.
That's the thing. We're talking about $50 pledges for these gift certificates, but, if you pledge a monthly amount, as Finn was saying, you'll hardly notice it's gone. Because it just gets deducted from your account, $5 a month. That's nothing.
No, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you spend that much on think of something really trivial that you might spend money on. Everyone says a cup of coffee. But, if you bought a cup of coffee every single day, that's like $5 a day. You're spending like $150 a month on coffee.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Coffee can be bad for you. You really have to drink that in moderation. But whatever it takes, people, we really, if you have to upend your children and shake out the money in their pockets, whatever it takes, that is the kind of dedication and commitment. That's what it takes to do broadcasts.
Somebody got in trouble once back in the early days of broadcasting for suggesting, I think it was a clown on TV, suggesting that kids go into their parents' wallets and just read the numbers on the credit card for something, some product he was selling. What you said is sort of the opposite of that, when kids are being upended by their parents to get the loose change.
Well,
out of their
ask your kids. I mean, honestly, moms and dads out there, I know your kids are smart. They know what they're doing.
Kyle,
do
I must ask
call?
You to leave.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, if you, I think there's a phone in there. Yeah, run into where Finn is and try to get that. Don't hurt yourself. Try to get that phone call. Leaving me by myself, but that's okay. Thank you for that person calling in. You see the effect you're having. The effect you're having by calling up and causing chaos and mayhem. Kyle is in there working the phones. It's awesome. It really is. It's pretty cool. I don't know why it's not working. There's phones in there. They don't pick up. Please keep ringing the phone there while we figure out how to answer it. Okay, he got it. If another person calls in 631-632-6901, I don't know what I'm going to do because how do I talk on the air? I guess I'll play a public service announcement or something and then take the. Finn's off the first call. Great. So there is room for another person to call in. This is good. This is great. This is how the mood has changed now, how people are running around, and there's this there's this air of, yeah, we can do it now. It's kind of a satisfying feeling that, yeah, there's listeners out there and it matters. 631-632-6901. Finn, congratulations on taking that phone call.
Well, I did pick it up and I did take the information. So, yeah, thank you. It's a skill I have.
It is a skill. It's a great skill.
And we'd like to thank Chris in Louisville, Kentucky for giving us a call and showing his support.
Louisville, Kentucky. Now, you know, we said last week or 2 weeks ago that we were going to talk about various places. And Louisville is interesting because we go back to one of the first Voice of Long Island shows that we did, Mike Juhas and I, back in the early 80s. We did a show where the sewers of Louisville, Kentucky blew up. And it was, Chris, was it?
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, Chris can probably check this story out and or ask around. I'm sure people know about it. It was the Ralston Purina Company that was doing something that caused an explosion inside the sewers. We made phone calls live. It was after midnight on a Friday night, and we were talking to somebody in the police department. I think we even talked to somebody at Ralston Purina. We were just making all kinds of random phone calls all around the country talking about this late-breaking news item. And one thing we noticed when we did this was the way people in Louisville said Louisville. Have you ever heard this, Finn?
Louisville.
It's more like Ruru.
Yeah.
Mike and I were looking at each other. What are these people saying exactly? Are they really pronouncing it that way? Ruru. That's how they say Louisville.
And what's funny is that Chris said on the phone Louisville, probably because he realized he probably assumed and he would have been rolling the dice correctly in terms of the odds, that I wouldn't understand it if he said it any other way.
He's called out of the area on the phone before and said
right.
It down and had people say, what is that again? Could you spell that, please? And then, of course, you have the Louisville Slugger, which I'm not really sure what – it's a baseball bat, I think, right?
It certainly is.
Okay. So that's everything. Yeah, I'm kind of lost here because Kyle has suddenly left, but he has to take a phone call. We have room for more calls, right, Finn?
Absolutely. 631-632-6901. You can join the callers who are currently on the line and show your support for Off the Wall and for WUSB Stony Brook. Give us a call right now, 631-632-6901.
Isn't it a good feeling when people call in, though? I mean, you can sense the difference. And that's the power that we were talking about before, the power that our listeners have to make us happy, to make the station actually improve.
To make the station work.
Yeah. Without you, we're nothing.
That's
just
right.
a pile of electronics.
And that sounds like a cliche, but here it's absolutely 100% the truth. And it's we rely on your support. As Emmanuel was talking about earlier, we have some new equipment. We were real closer than ever, and it's no joke and no hyperbole and nothing else, closer than ever to being off the air this year. And it's certainly due in part to your donations that we are remaining on the air and back at full strength.
Yeah, we were down to something like 15% power. It was getting really kind of critical.
15% in a prayer, as they
say,
right?
Yeah, because of a failing tube. And that tube has been replaced, and now we should be in much better shape. 631-632-6901, but there are so many other things that we can improve and so many other places that we can apply fixes to in this place. And you can help, you can take us there. You can help us get to that particular part where we need to be, quite honestly. 631-632-6901. And it's really awesome, too, that we're able to reach out and hit places like Kentucky, and just all around the world, people are listening. You know, we get calls from Bulgaria occasionally, which is really, really cool. And that, back in the early days, was something inconceivable, that anybody would ever even hear what we were doing on the radio. Maybe somebody would record something on a cassette tape and play it somewhere. That's the only way, really. You know, we had reports that there were people listening to Lister in different parts of the world because they had cassette tapes, and he had one of the first reggae programs ever. To be able to actually turn on a computer, and I listened to you guys last week when I was sick. I was in a sick bed, literally, listening to the show with Kyle and Finn, and it was coming in better than any radio I'd ever listened to. It was just crystal clear on the internet in high fidelity. And what's amazing is that no matter where you are, if you have internet connectivity, or even if you have a smartphone, you can just listen. it's the whole world is out there. And this is not by any means simply limited to the people in our immediate listening area. All of you can participate. All of you can be a part of this. We say it's a community radio station, but the community is huge. The community goes around the entire planet.
Right. You're all part of the community. We're all part of the community. It's an effort that we all do together. Give us a call. Be part of that effort. 631-632-6901.
All right, and I guess I should mention also, if you're calling from outside the country code is 1. So it's plus 1, 631-632-6901. And it would be great to get one more phone call. One more, 3 calls in an hour is not bad. It's not bad. Yeah, you know, if you call your local PBS station or NPR station, they expect 3 calls in 10 seconds. It's very different, very high-paced and lots more people. And sometimes they're not as live as we are. We always have somebody here that will answer the phone, somebody here that will tell you, hey, there's a storm coming, or that a particular road is closed, or something like that, that just is what humanity is all about, human beings, real people. That's what we're all about here at WUSB. So if you're a real person, please give us a call, talk to a real person on the phone, and help out this radio station that is simply filled with real people. 631-632-6901. Kyle is back.
Yeah, I'm back. How's your interview with Emmanuel going?
My interview with Emmanuel?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you mean Finn's interview with Emmanuel.
Oh, Finn's here too. Okay, I thought you were just interviewing Emmanuel.
Well, I was talking to myself because, you were both on the phone at the same time. But we were talking about one of our calls, which was from Louisville. You have another call. And, where's this one from?
A really, really nice guy named Ryan in Macedon.
Where now?
Macedon.
Wait a minute. Didn't we?
Macedon again?
We had Macedon before. We talked about this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think he had tried to pledge then. And anyway, he's going for it again one way or another. And he's been going through some stuff, so he's happy to pledge again this time, and we really want to thank him and wish him the best with his situation.
A repeat pledger. That's the most awesome kind.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Anyway, it's really nice to talk to somebody out there listening and who gets it, who really appreciates the show and is doing everything they can. So,
well, I want to thank the people who have called in, and hopefully somebody else will call in as well. And we'll talk about some other things because we don't want to subject the audience to us begging for money the entire hour. But, again, the number is 631-632-6901. Your calls are appreciated. Now, on Off the Wall, we spend lots of time going places. We have all kinds of audio, Kyle. You know, we have so much audio that we have yet to even process from our most recent voyages overseas.
Yeah, it's we have trouble finding the time to actually go back and review some of the stuff that we do. And it usually ends up being like crunch time for putting something together, and we look at each other and say, oh yeah, where's that? And then we go back and then we listen to it,
yeah.
And we realize it's amazing and really, really cool, and then it's a scramble to put it together one way or another. But we've got just tons of stuff that we have to kind of gather up, listen, and figure out where it all fits. In fact, I think we have a little bit of recapping on some of our trips and stuff.
We have a bunch of recapping.
It's tricky because we're also doing filming now, and
yes,
we talk about one thing on film, and, you know, I'm helping capture stuff, but also a part of it and talking, and part of that dialogue, then I'm also on the air, and then I'm also recording audio.
It's comical to see you juggling so many different things at the same time.
Well, I'm glad I can be entertaining in
helping
that
old ladies across the street at the same time while you're filming and recording audio and you're taking notes on a notepad for some newspaper someplace, and it's just
true.
Man of many talents. And
polymath.
Yeah, we are producing all kinds of interesting and unique stuff.
And we often try different things too. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but we want to tweak our equipment, get better recording methods, and we are very critical of our own production. So we are constantly trying different setups, different wires, you know, down to that. Like, oh, this wire is not as good as this wire, or this microphone does this, or maybe the batteries were low here. I mean, there's a lot of different things to juggle with field production, but we love it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we are planning on doing other things in the future. We're not exactly sure where we're going to wind up. We have a lot of prospects. And we're developing a storyline as far as what we are filming. And certainly when we go anywhere, we record audio of one sort or another, and that's what we'll be bringing to you next time we go someplace. We'll be playing the audio from the last time we went someplace, because that's really the only time we can play it, because otherwise we wouldn't be on the air now. So when we're not here, that's when we play the pre-recorded stuff.
Absolutely.
So we're looking forward to doing that and all sorts of other projects as well. And we'll keep people updated on that. But that's another part of what this show is all about, is kind of journeying to different parts of the world. And, you know, Kyle, you and I have sort of been on the lookout for different groups of people that do the same thing.
Yeah.
Kindred spirits of a sort that travel to different parts of the world and
document
it. It is inspiring, and everyone does it in a very different way. There are people that you simply meet, that you talk to, have good conversations with, but then we also follow on television people that do various things, like Anthony Bourdain has a program out now.
Charlie Borman.
But my favorite, I think, is the one we just finished watching, which is called Departures.
Yeah, Scott Wilson and Justin Luchak.
I don't remember his last name, but yeah, and
Andre Dupuis.
Andre, the camera guy. But the reason why, first of all, I learned about this particular production while taking a train across country to visit you.
Yeah.
Last December.
Yeah.
I just happened on a train, and this is an incredible thing. And you're about to take another train voyage across country.
It's really interesting bookending.
It is. It is. You're going back to Seattle by train. We love this. And you've been here by train, too.
Who knows what I'll find sitting on the train.
In the last year or so, we've taken three cross-country train rides individually.
Well, we're walking the walk.
You know? On the train, you wind up having conversations with people that you don't have on a plane. On a plane, it's just basically, let's get through this. On a train, you're sitting down to dinner with people, total strangers, because your meals are provided for on this three-day journey that you're taking across the country. Three meals a day where you get to sit at a table, excuse me. I've got the Andy Goodman cough again.
With a tablecloth and some cutlery.
Yeah, and a bottle of wine if you order it and pay a little extra. But it's just really cool. You talk to people. You find out something about their lives. You want to talk to people. And I'm usually not very social. And it was one of these moments where I was talking to this guy that was from Canada, and I was talking about traveling. I was talking about the things we do.
Yep.
And he said, well, you might like this show called Departures. I'd never heard of it before. And it was from traveling that I found my favorite show about traveling, which I thought was really interesting. Not really aired in this country. I do heartily recommend that anyone out there listening look this up on the internet. I'm not sure if it's on Amazon. You might have to go to their own website and just look for Departures. They have three seasons. What I really, really liked about what we just saw was the trip to North Korea, which took two episodes. Now, I've been to North Korea. I'm trying to convince Kyle to go to North Korea because
no, not in your life.
Everyone says this. It's like going to another planet. And I went there, recorded some audio. These guys went there with a video camera and recorded all kinds of things that no one else, I think, has ever captured. But what was really amazing is they were hanging out with the same people that I know that went over there, the tour operators in Beijing that basically are the gateway to North Korea. And it opens your mind so much to see, wow, these are human beings. These are people that actually laugh and have fun and have challenges in their lives. And the political situation sucks, the economy, all kinds of human rights issues. We can focus on that. We can simply fixate on these issues and close our eyes to everything else going on. But we don't learn anything about the people when we do that. Now, definitely we should not ignore all the injustices that are going on there or any place else. But so few documentaries, so few travel shows, so few people even look for the small things, because the small things sometimes are the most significant things. I think you appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, I totally appreciate it. Absolutely. I mean, I love those little moments and the chance opportunities, that beauty that is off the beaten path. I often remark about tourists taking pictures of things that are iconic, and I joke that you know, that's never been photographed
before. Yeah, Statue of Liberty. Oh, no one's ever taken a picture of that before. Make sure you get that.
Right, and it's so funny because you'll have like 20 people gathered around taking the picture of something that has been photographed to death.
Yeah.
And as a photographer, that's just completely uninteresting to me. You can find every shot of every angle at just the right light on a postcard rack. So, ideally, I think I'd do quite well there, but I have problems enough with rigidness and stodginess and formalness in our own country.
You saw from the Departures episodes that we watched how it's not rigid in the right environment. When you basically are respectful of people and you listen to what they have to say and you basically treat them as human beings, they loosen up quite a bit. And it's especially refreshing when you see it happen in a place where you're told it doesn't happen. And that's one thing that when I went to North Korea, I was amazed at how quickly the ice melted when you simply show a little respect. And that's something I brought back home, that kind of lesson on how to treat people, how to communicate. And I think that's something you naturally are aware of, because I've seen the way you interact with all kinds of people and all kinds of different cultures.
Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, I don't want to go too much further into it, but yeah, I certainly agree with that, and I'm aware of that totally, but mentally I don't think I'm ready to take that on, and I don't know.
It's a big deal.
We're all entitled to our opinions.
Yeah, yeah. But there are all kinds of other places in the world. We've been to a bunch of them, and there are people traveling all over the world that share their experiences, whether it's through blogs, TV shows, newspaper accounts, documentaries of other sorts. And it's just something that we try to bring you here on Off the Wall. And I think through radio, you get a different kind of perspective. We're doing filming now and for other reasons, but we've also done quite a bit of audio gathering, whether it be riding the subway in Kiev or walking around the streets of Amsterdam. And there are just so many possibilities that you can have with radio, with the sound of voices. And that's the magic of this place.
Or riding the subway to Maker Faire.
Riding the subway to Maker Faire, yes. We recorded something there, too.
Yeah, and that's really interesting. That's the Q? No, R train?
I'll let you keep guessing if you want.
L? No. R? N?
Mm-mm.
1?
No.
5?
No, you're getting closer, though.
F? 4? 4 train.
The 7 train.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm the 7 train.
Yeah, I'm a New Yorker.
It's the best train ever. It goes through Queens. Now, you know the subways. Just not know the numbers.
Getting better.
You're getting better. You are getting better. You've been navigating yourself through the subway system.
Yeah, we've been playing this little game when we're in the city where basically instead of me kind of, because I get in this zombie mode where I just sort of trust that you'll get us there and I just sort of follow you. And I realize that's bad.
Yeah.
Like, that is bad. If I, you know, get plopped down on my own, how am I even going to navigate it with, and it's not that the New York subway system is so complicated that I can't do it, but it's that there are these little nuances to it that you have to be on your toes because the sign might not be right, the train might, all these little nuances. And so to navigate it and plan the route yourself, you pick up on that and you actually use your brain instead of just following somebody who knows it already and is using theirs to get everyone there.
So basically what we do is we just put Kyle in charge and say, okay, we're going to follow you to the end of the earth. And I'm not going to question any line you decide to take.
No tips.
It's worked out pretty well for the most part. There were a couple of times we wound up going a little bit circuitous route, but there's always something you see as a result of that. Some
overshooting things.
Some little adventure you have. So, and this is something that ties into what we're talking about with various travel shows and things like that. If you can accept the occasional unplanned inconvenience or misadventure and do something fun with that. It all happens for a reason. There's always something you can get out of it. And I think that's something that we do here on this radio show. When we go traveling, even when we're here in the studio, things are always unpredictable sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are out of time. I want to thank people for calling in, and please continue to call in 631-632-6901. And, Kyle, you're heading back to Seattle for a spell.
Yes.
And we'll be doing more things in the future.
I have to go shake things up there
before
December 1st.
Absolutely.
They're issuing licenses for marijuana and cannabis.
We can talk about that. Certainly over the phone we can talk about that.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've got to shake things up here as well. But we, we'll have all kinds of fun adventures ahead. That's a promise. We're going to go out with one of the pieces actually from that Departures show that we were talking about. You can find their soundtracks online as well. It's a manual for Off the Wall and for Kyle. Have a good night.
Good night.
Big plans end in miserable failure.